This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Before U.S. soldiers stormed the beaches of Normandy to fight the Nazis during World War II, they were issued weapons, ammunition, and a small book, A Pocket Guide to France. That book was written by Army commanders to tell U.S. soldiers how to behave, as opposed to misbehave, in the country they were helping to liberate. It contained information about French customs, people, and history, including romantic customs, and a few key translations, including, how much is this, and I want some cigarettes. The guidebook will be published for the public next month under the title Instructions for American Servicemen in France During World War II. And so, for this Memorial Day weekend, we have contacted the author of the introduction to this new edition of the guidebook, Rick Atkinson, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and World War II historian, who joins us from Pennsylvania. Mr. Atkinson, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Scott.
Why did the Army decide to go ahead with this guidebook?
Well, the Army had some experience with invading countries, of course, by this point, and it was recognized that it was useful for soldiers to know something about the country they were about to overrun. So the Army in London began petitioning for a guidebook that could be given to all soldiers, and it turned out that the Pentagon had been thinking along the same lines. They were preparing guidebooks with help from the OSS, the forerunner to the CIA, for all of the countries that we anticipated overrunning or occupying in Europe. France was first and foremost because at that point it was known very secretly that France was where the Normandy invasion would occur in June of 1944, and there were 1 million copies printed. It was one of the biggest publishing enterprises of World War II.
I must say, I like this guidebook a lot, obviously some ways in which it's dated. It's amazingly sensitive to the French.
Well, it is. You realize that whoever wrote it, and we don't know the specific author, had a real affection for France and a real feeling for suffering France. There was no reason why the average GI would have himself any affection for France. France had made a separate peace with the Germans after the invasion in June of 1940. The first enemies that we fought during that invasion of Africa in the first step to liberate the continent of Europe were the French, who occupied North Africa. And so part of this effort is to explain to the average American soldier why he should care and why the French were worthy of being liberated.
Let me just read some observations. I think it's fair to say generalizations to the point of stereotypes that the book makes about the French. It says, the French are mentally quick. Rich or poor, they are economical. Ever since the Nazis took over in French, economical. Thousands of French families have kept themselves alive on their modest savings. Now, here's one that you could easily get into trouble with. They say the French are what they themselves call realistic, which could be a code word, right, for collaboration.
Yes, and there are some little digs, and there are some extraordinary stereotypes. They're said to be good talkers and magnificent cooks, but they have little curiosity. The residents of Marseille are turbulent southerners. They're hot-headed.
Yeah, the guidebook says, French beer is flatter and more slippery than our beer, but the French like it when they can get it.
That's right. Well, they're trying to cover all their bases. There's also good advice, I think, of the sort that encourages humility. The soldiers are told that France has taken a pounding over the last several years at this point. Much of that pounding was actually from our air forces. And they're told, no bragging. Don't brag about anything. Don't belittle them. Be generous. It won't hurt.
I'm struck in the last section. It says, you are a member of the best-dressed, best-fed, best-equipped liberating army now on earth. You are going in among the people of a former ally of your country. They are still your kind of people who happen to speak democracy in a different language.
Yeah, it's there's a poetic quality to it. It appeals to the better angels of their nature. The promise that was made in this little book is if you act as if you are worthy of being a liberator, that enduring affection will be repaid to you. And if you could get them to think about it a bit, odds were that it would stick with them and that it would be an important part of the topography of occupation.
Rick Atkinson, Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Mr. Atkinson has written the introduction to the new publication of Instructions for American Servicemen in France During World War II. He's currently researching the final installment of the Liberation Trilogy. That's his nonfiction series about World War II.